When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I, use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. I feel like I was freestyling right there, y'all. I feel like I was rapping. Today's episode is going to be about how long does it take the narcissist mask to fall off? How long until they reveal themselves? How long can the love bombing last? Y'all, all this, it is, I feel a rant coming on. I feel it. I love it. Ooh, it's bubbling. Seriously. Oh, I'm about to go in now. It depends, y'all. Honestly, it really depends. You can help pull the mask off faster by setting boundaries, but it really just depends on the person, the situation, and who you are, who the narcissist is dealing with. Sometimes it takes longer time than others. Sometimes it might take a year. Who knows how long it's going to take for the narcissist, the person, to actually show themselves for who they truly are. It could be a few days in. You might just miss it because you missed the red flag, or you might be ignoring the red flags, or you might be scared to say no. Look, if y'all are scared to say no, you're going to get ran over by a lot of narcissist toxic people because they're going to use that against you. They're going to weaponize your empathy and your fear and your boundaries and your fear of saying no, all that type of stuff. They're going to use that against you. So if you can't say no, the mask might be on forever. The mask might be on forever. So nobody ever will get to see the person for who they really are, except for you. They're going to treat you terribly, but the mask, the public mask of who they really are, might be on forever. Like, you have to learn how to say no. How long can the love bombing phase last? As long as it takes to get you. As long as it takes to get you in my life, to get you to a point where I know you're going to be in my life for a long time, that's how long it takes. Or to the narcissist, the person gets bored. They can get bored and cut the love bombing off immediately. Boredom kicks in and they'll change into a completely different person fast. But you, yourself, can pull the mask off in your relationship faster, in your dating game faster. Learn to set a goddamn boundary from the beginning. Y'all, if you are just a giving person, a kind person, an empath, or whatever you want to call it, literally, you're going to get ran over by narcissistic people. You just are. Because if you can't say no, you're done. D-O-N-E, you're finished. If you have problems saying no to people, I just don't like hurting people's feelings. Well, you're going to get your own goddamn feelings hurt. You're scared to hurt somebody else's feelings by protecting yourself. Then you yourself are going to get ran the hell over. You're going to have a terrible existence in this narcissistic toxic relationship. And you're going to stay in it longer than what you need to. So who cares how long the mask takes to fall off if you yourself can't set boundaries, or you can't say no, or you can't stand up for yourself in this relationship or in the dating? You know what I mean? Set boundaries early on up front and don't let people push against them. Don't let people knock the boundaries down. Don't let people knock the border walls of your life down because to make themselves feel more comfortable in this existence, on this plane right here. That's all I'm telling you. You have the ability, you have the power to stand in your truth and be able to do what you need to do to survive. But it's up to you. It's on you. All this is on you, y'all. It really, really is. The narcissist can fake it till they make it with everybody else, but you can pull it off the mask, you can get them to show you who they really are faster. You can. Just say no to them. I say this in a lot of videos, y'all. Saying the word no to people will teach you so much more about that person than saying yes to everything. It just absolutely will. Just say no to something. Find something to say no to. I know it's tough to find. Like, what do you mean? Should we just say no to something we really want to do? I'm not saying you say no to something that you want to do. I'm just saying say no to something that you don't want to do. Don't get pressured into doing something that you don't want to do. See how they act. Because most narcissistic, toxic people, when you say no to them, when you set a boundary, they throw temper tantrums. You know what I mean? They throw temper tantrums. They get angry as hell. They change. You'll see the slip. Watch for micro expressions. When you tell a narcissistic person no, you might see an eye twitch or something like that. You know what I mean? You might see something change. You might see an eye twitch or a face twitch or a lip twitch. You might see something. Watch for micro expressions. I'm very good at reading energy and looking at micro expressions. I'm just like, oh, what's the eye twitch for? You know what I mean? Watch people, y'all. Observe people. Y'all get so entranced in a love bombing phase that you don't know what the hell hit you. Unless it's some hands on your cheeks, clapping your cheeks. You know that hit you. You got a handprint on your butt because you're getting your cheeks clapped. Well, they clap, or they putting the cheeks on you. Who knows? But there, you see, you understand that, don't you? But you can say, look, you can say no, y'all. You absolutely can. If you are afraid to say no, then you pretty much you're done. I'm just saying, y'all, you're going to be done. Pull it off. You can pull the mask off. You can peek behind the mask by saying the word no. No. You really want, you don't want to do, hey, hey, I know we just met yesterday, but you want to take a while, you want to go meet my parents? No, I'm not really comfortable with doing that. Do you want to meet the parents in 2 days? Hey, I have a son. Do you want to meet them? How old is your son? Oh, 6 months old. Y'all really want to meet a 6 month old? You can say no. But what, Lee, if I say no, it might turn them off and they don't want to talk to me anymore. Exactly. 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 If you say no, it might turn the person off because they don't want you to say no to anything. If you say yes to everything up front, you're setting the precedence for your relationship to be terrible later on because they're not used to you saying no. If the first time you say no is after you're married, you're finished. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you're cooked. Cooked duck. You're a cooked duck. Quail, so to speak. Come on, y'all. I'm really being genuine. When I tell y'all this, like, if you can't say no to this type of person, you're going to get ran over and you're going to hate your existence. You just are. I know you are. You're going to hate who you are and how you live your life because you're afraid to say the word no to somebody that you really want to say no to. You can pull it off, y'all. Say no, set boundaries, put people on your schedule, not on theirs. You know what I mean? Don't let them change your schedule. Don't let them intrude on your life in your daily. I'm just, Oh my goodness. I do these videos, y'all. I really just want y'all to see what y'all are dealing with. Honestly, like, somebody makes my head hurt sometimes doing these videos. Honestly, because it can be so simple, but it's not. So I know it's not so simple, but it could be so simple if y'all just say no. Lee, how long can a love bombing? Most people ask me how long can a love bombing phase last because they're watching the narcissist love bomb the new supply of the next person. The love bombing phase can last how long it lasts until the other person pulls that mask off. Until you say no, until you tap the brakes. Slow down, y'all. If you can slow down, if you hit the brakes, hey, we're going too fast. Can we slow down a little bit? If they say no, that's a boundary violation. Don't let them violate your boundaries early on. The love bombing the new supply, who knows how long that's going to take. They might love bombing and move really, really. They love bombing and they move really, really fast. So they might be living together in 2 months, married in 6. Y'all be like, what happened? Why didn't they get married in 6 months? They didn't marry me. I'm just telling y'all, stop letting people play with y'all. Stop letting people waste your time. Stop it. Stop it right now. Because you absolutely can. You are in control of it. Yo. You absolutely are in control of it. You are. You know, I don't feel in control. You are. Believe me, I don't feel. You are. Listen to me. You are in control. It might make you feel weird for a grown-ass man to be looking at you directly into your face into this camera and telling you that you are in control, but you absolutely fucking are. Take back your power. Stop letting people run over you. Say no. Pull the mask off yourself. Don't let them take their own sweet time pulling it off, because the slower it takes to come the mask to come off, the more entranced and more entrapped you get in this relationship dynamic. You could have pulled it off right here 2 months in. But now, see how slow it's going. You could have yanked it off and saw them for who they really are. But it's going slow because you can't say no. So when the mask comes off, instead of you just, you know, y'all just hanging out a couple of times and going your separate ways, now you got kids in a house. And now you done moved to a different state. It's up to you how long it takes the mask to come off, y'all. Honestly, it really, really 100% is. It's up to you. It just absolutely is. So I tell people, like, it's absolutely up to you. Pull it off. Don't let them keep it on longer than what they need to keep it on, honestly. And then if you pull the mask off and you see them for who they really are, get away from them. Don't give them a second chance to manipulate you. Some of the people, you give people second chances up front. Why? Why? If they lied, if they lie to you early in the relationship, they'll lie to you later in the relationship. If they lie to you in the beginning, they'll lie to you in the middle. They'll lie to you in the end. If they lie to you up front, they treat you badly up front. If they cheat on you early, they're going to keep doing it. They're setting the precedence for a relationship with a narcissist is set in the very beginning. They said it very, like narcissistic people, we set the precedence of how the relationship is going to go in the very beginning of the relationship. We do. We tell you how it's going to go immediately, how we treat you in the first few weeks, first few months or whatever. And if you see the red flags, oh, he raged on me because I said this. She went crazy after I said this. And you forgave that? Yeah, people deserve a second chance. Everybody doesn't deserve a second fucking chance, y'all. I get tired of people saying that. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance. Depends on how it affected you. People don't deserve a second chance. If your kids were in one of these mass, you know, unalivings, would you think that person that unalived them deserved a second chance? No, but the people, other people might do it because they have a different perspective. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance, y'all. Everybody doesn't deserve a second, third, fourth, fifth, 19th chance to hurt you. They absolutely don't. So if the mask comes off, don't let them put the shit back on. I know y'all be cussing a little bit more in this episode, y'all, but if it comes off, keep it off. You know what I mean? If it comes off, keep it off. Don't let them put it back on. Anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing. Like and subscribe for more if you're on Apple Music, Spotify. Just, give me that 5 stars. Like and subscribe for more mental illness. Is out. Peace.